kicking off your Friday morning with the knowledge to know whether or not you should spend money at the theaters this weekend. We always go live to Hollywood to talk with Cecily Nobler, who is standing by. You see all the movies to save us money on movies that are bad, right?
That's right. That's my job.
We appreciate it. Saving you money as you speak. I appreciate it.
Well, let's start with Peppermint, a.k.a. Death Wish, now starring Jennifer Garner, basically, right? Can we talk about the title, Peppermint, for a second?
It's confusing.
It's very confusing.
It's not descriptive at all.
Well, it's one of the reasons is that's what she called her daughter.
Right, but you don't get that. You think of like, a story about a candy maker or something.
So if this had been my family based on my nickname, it would have been called like Lazy Face or something, which is not as sweet.
That would be a horror movie.
Totally, yes. You're thinking Leatherface, but that's exactly right. So you've seen the previews, obviously. It's very dark. This woman finds out her family's been destroyed. She goes into hiding for 5 years to train to become basically the Punisher, right? I mean, I went into hiding for 5 years and I watched 4,000 Judge Judy episodes, but we do stuff differently. I like this idea of a woman saying, I refuse to be a victim. I can fight injustice on my own. Kind of reminds me a little of Jodie Foster's The Brave One about 10 years ago. Did you guys see that?
No, but I know what you're...
I don't think so.
From the trailer, I can kind of tell where you're going. It just seems like she's going to be all badass.
Well, she is badass, and she's so good at that, and I want to say I'm pro Jen Garner. I think she's amazing, but the collateral damage, the horrific violence, I couldn't even begin to tell you. I don't think it's stuff we want to put in our heads right now. Maybe some people do, but I just didn't. And then the dialogue itself was also like really cliche, and it made me want peppermint schnapps for the most part.
Well, it's just not a kid's movie. I mean, it's got the cartel beheading people. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff happening.
It's so ridiculous that it's almost cartoonish. I don't think we need it. It's also not a very well-made movie. I'm going D. Sorry about that. I just didn't like it.
All right.
Also opening is The Nun, A++. I'm just kidding. Not an A++. It's the prequel or whatever to The Conjuring and Annabelle. Are you fans?
Oh, yes.
Well, Maria likes horror movies, so tell her about this one.
Okay, you're checking out. Okay, I'm sure you see the trailers where they're like, this is the newest part of The Conjuring universe. It's like, are we going to have The Conjuring Justice League? This is so weird that they're doing. But here's the good news. There's some beautiful, like, gothic shots, no joke. Like, the DP was really good, and it didn't take itself too seriously, which I appreciate, but still, it's about a nun, as in the amount of time put into writing this. None. So you can see what I'm doing there. See how many stars I give this?
Yes.
None.
That's right.
I'm sorry. To me, it's just awful, kind of so bad. Maybe it's good, and I will say this so you have a little context. I loved the first Conjuring. After that, I kind of checked out. Annabelle, I just thought was one of the worst things.
Can I make a prediction based on your reviews this week? Is Crazy Rich Asians going to be number one again?
Actually, The Nun is, as far as box office predictions, they're looking that's going to finally unseat that.
Huh, okay.
Next week is big. We've got Predator. And coming up soon in the next few weeks, the Star is Born remake, which I'm actually very excited about.
With Lady Gaga.
I've never heard that before.
Lady Gaga?
Did you say that up?
I've said her name so many times, I try to say it differently to entertain myself. But hey, thank you for your time. Good talking to you, Cecily. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.